Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Walt Disney must be rolling over in his grave as Disney's new upcoming live-action movie, Beauty and the Beast, will feature the first openly gay character named LeFou, who reportedly has a, quote, exclusively gay moment in the film. I'm Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com, and joining me in studio is Roger Gannon, Assistant Vice President of Legal Affairs with Liberty Counsel. Roger, you know, I have often said that the progressive left takes anything that is good, anything that is pure. We've seen it with the Boy Scouts. We've seen it in the United States military, where traditional values have always been in place, where American values have always been in place. They come in and they fly in like a swarm of locusts, destroy, and then fly away. We've seen it with the Boy Scouts now, where the numbers are way down. They've opened it up to both homosexual and cross-dressing little girls who are pretending to be boys, to openly gay scoutmasters. We've seen it in the United States military, where there has been well over a 33% increase in homosexual sexual assaults, men against men. And it's all this homosexual agenda. But now we're seeing Disney once again participating in the undermining of traditional values, of family values, of American values, and using their huge platform in order to indoctrinate young children into the LGBT lifestyle or into acceptance of these aberrant sexual behaviors. And the latest with Disney, with this Beauty and the Beast perversion, is really quite disconcerting.
Absolutely, Matt. The idea that a director could take a film like Disney's Beauty and the Beast that my own kids grew up watching, I've seen it lots of times myself, take a film that has a lot of good to say and to teach about love and redemption, and use that as a vehicle to normalize same-sex attraction and present it as something good and to be desired. Even listening to the quotes of the director saying things like that, The actor just makes something really subtle and delicious out of it, just really savoring the idea that we're going to thrust the normalization of same-sex attraction and behavior onto America's kids and families. It really is disappointing. I mean, it's really sad, and it's alarming that that if these accounts are to be believed, that Disney was all for it and wants to perhaps do this more in future Disney films.
Well, and the director here, Bill Condon, is an openly homosexual activist using Disney. He directed the first two Twilight films, the pro-homosexual film Gods and Monsters. He was interviewed and was unequivocal, under no uncertain terms, that this absolutely is a homosexual character. They're absolutely using this as a platform to promote homosexuality. Well, Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, the Reverend Franklin Graham, is getting the word out on this and really leading the protests against this. Disney has since, they're kind of walking it back and trying to downplay it now. But he said this, he said, Disney has aired a cartoon with same-sex couples kissing. It has also been announced that their new movie, Beauty and the Beast, will feature a gay character in an attempt to normalize this lifestyle. They're trying to push the LGBT agenda into the hearts of your children. Watch out. Disney has the right to make their cartoons. It's a free country, but as Christians, we also have the right not to support their company. I hope Christians everywhere will say no to Disney. I met Walt Disney when I was a young boy. He was very gracious to me. My father, Billy Graham, and my younger brother, when we visited, he would be shocked at what has happened to the company he started, Graham continued. And I know, Roger, you have kids. I have kids. I certainly will not be taking my children to see this and be exposed to this perversion of a timeless story. I would encourage Americans listening right now to do the same and to let theaters know, to let Disney know, to let everyone who will listen know why they will not be frequenting this movie.
You're absolutely right again about this, Matt. I really hope that that Disney learns a lesson here. I really hope that that the film will not perform for them financially as well as they forecast or predict, so that they'll understand, as the company Target has understood, that sometimes they go too far and Americans have the power to not use their products and services, have the right to spend their money elsewhere and not support this kind of thing. Now, Christians may not all be of one mind about how to respond to this, whether the boycott's a good idea or not. I think it is absolutely appropriate to withhold our dollars from Disney for this film so that they will feel the sting of an America that wants moral and wholesome family films from Disney, especially, and don't want to put up with this kind of social engineering and LGBT experimentation in our movies.
Well, and it's not exclusive to our movies. Regrettably, in recent decades, homosexual activists have infiltrated all of the elite institutions, and certainly we're talking about entertainment here. Hollywood's given over to a reprobate mind. I mean, to quote scripture here in the context of this homosexual agenda and sexual immorality. But we've seen homosexual activists, judicial activists infiltrate the courts. We've been talking about, interpretations of Title IX and misinterpretations of Title IX and this idea of sexual orientation and gender identity somehow being comparable to a person's race or skin color, just something that's offensive on its face. But this has been a strategy that has been long in place in order for homosexual activists to take over, certainly the halls of Congress at the legislative level, all the way down to state houses and so forth. You have Gill, I'm trying to think of his first name, who is a multimillionaire billionaire contributing to local campaigns and trying to get homosexuals and homosexual activists elected. We see it in academia, runs rampant, certainly throughout higher education, in our public schools, as we've talked about. So this indoctrination, this thing that we're seeing from Walt Disney here is nothing new. Am I right?
That's absolutely right. It's just one of the frontiers of the LGBT push to normalize same-sex sexual behavior in every aspect of our culture. They have a very powerful voice in Hollywood, but they're gaining a powerful voice in every other facet of society and putting a lot of big money behind their efforts as well. Time and again, Americans prove that in their entertainment, they want wholesome, family-oriented stories that are good stories.
Polling bears that out, not to mention the box office bears out that reality. But usually when they engage in this kind of social engineering, as you call it, which is a perfect description, this leftist social engineering, more often than not, the movies are a flop.
Yeah, and ABC, the same company as Disney, should realize from its recent failure of a miniseries, they called it When We Rise, intending to cast the movement for so-called LGBT rights in a good light. It flopped. It didn't get the ratings, and they should realize that, America doesn't want this. And unfortunately, what you're seeing is the leadership of these companies would rather lose money to advance their political agenda than listen to their customers and consumers about what they want. There's no doubt that the infiltration of gay characters and this normalization of same-sex behavior in all of our media has been intentional, and it has been not in response to people, regular Americans asking for it. It's been in response to strenuous efforts by the LGBT lobby to really achieve a disproportionate representation of LGBT characters in TV shows and movies and, like I said, every other kind of media. In other words, it's such a small percentage of the population, and yet the LGBT activists want themselves to be overrepresented in all of our media so that we will basically affirm them rather than continue to have a healthy and loving understanding of the truth and being able to speak that truth to them that it's not healthy, it's not normal, it's not desirable.
And I think the American people are waking up to this reality. We're finally starting to see major pushback. When you're called a hater, a homophobe, when you're personally attacked because you happen to agree with biblical sexual morality, people are saying, wait a minute, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate a single individual. Why are they calling me a hater and a homophobe when they know that's not true? And folks, if a company is about the business of making widgets, they should be about the business of making widgets, not choosing sides on very polarizing issues in the culture war. Unfortunately, we're seeing Disney and other companies do just that. They are aligning themselves with a radical agenda that undermines traditional family values, biblical morality, and objective reality. Go to lc.org to learn more about how Liberty Counsel is fighting against this radical agenda.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit lc.org.